Hello, my name is Aurora Shalmeski.
And my name is Keenan Hinges. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
Great Expectations School is having an open house for the community this week. On October 10th, that is 10-10, GES invites all community members to come in and have a look around. There have been some changes this year, namely the addition of the mobile classroom attached to the back of our school. The new space has affectionately been called the Cottage. The cottage has restrooms, which we desperately needed more of, a kindergarten room, and a place for special education and offices and workspaces. Community open house is this Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
The parents and families of GES students are invited to a harvest in the Apocalypse at school on Friday, October 12th. The agenda is that there's no agenda. It'll just be a time for families to get together, enjoy a meal, and visit. Bring a dish to share your own plate and utensil. The harvest dinner is a Friday at 5:30, 7 p.m.
The teachers and parents will be getting together for goal-setting conferences soon. For most people, this is the second conference of the year. At the goal-setting conference, parents work with teachers to write one social goal and one academic goal for their child. The goals are based on the personal strengths and needs of the student. The classroom teacher shares the goals with students, and the progress is monitored by both the teacher and student throughout the year.
MAPS testing is just finishing up. MAPS stands for Measures of Academic Progress. It is a computer-based standardized test that measures growth over time and allows students to show what they know by adjusting to each learner's answers. MAPS results are used by teachers and parents to analyze individual students' areas of knowledge and need.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Aurora.
And Keenan.
Have a great day.
Yeah.